This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
A succulent Tuesday.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Text line comes through, said, Clint, man, you got to get over this. Never called plays before. Plenty of bad offenses have been run by experienced guys. Chip Kelly had several bad NFL offenses on his resume.
Yeah, no. It's a tough ass job. Even the ones that have been really good at it before can suck from time to time. And sorry if I'm not. I don't have a little bit of PTSD when the first play caller didn't work. Not, you know, play caller with no experience didn't work out, and you just bring another one, roll another one right back in here with the same mindset as the last. And shame on me that I'm a little bit concerned about the play caller. Shame on me.
Just not looking at it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, that's
flip
fine.
It over.
That's fine. Look at it however you want to look at it. I can tell you right now.
He's never failed.
Who hasn't?
Nick Cayley as a play caller.
He's never.
No, but again, you're not looking at it the right way.
Oh, okay.
You're looking at it the way he doesn't have an experience. He's never failed.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he's
fair.
Been around guys who have been great.
Been around a lot of greats. So had Bobby.
So? Same.
I mean, sorry, you're talking about Bobby or you're talking about Nick Cayley? Oh, my bad. Yeah, no, look, it is the reality of what the Texans are.
But he's been around
right
two of them.
That's right, New England and LA.
It's just the
reality of the situations that is the Houston Texans right now. View it however you want to view it, but the reality of it is we can talk about draft, we can talk about free agency, we can talk about Laremy Tunsil, no Laremy Tunsil, we can talk about wide receiver room depth. We can talk about backup running backs. We can talk about adding a boatload of talent to the defense and having a top defense in this league. If the Houston Texans are going to be a serious contender in the playoffs and not just a team that wins the division, gets you to 9-10 wins, and you know, makes you happy that you play beyond the regular season, if they're going to be a real threat to a Super Bowl, C.J. Stroud's got to be the best version of himself. C.J. Stroud's got to make everybody around him better, including his offensive coordinator who's never called plays before, including the offensive line that doesn't have near the talent that last year's offensive line had, including the wide receiver room that doesn't appear to have the proven players, the proven wide receivers that last year's group did. C.J. Stroud's got to be the fixer. And when it boils down to it, if you're going to make a Super Bowl run, you're going to be a real weapon in the playoffs. Nick Cayley can't be baggage that C.J. Stroud is dragging to victories. Nick Cayley's got to be a weapon. And there's no excuses for this offense not to be fixed. And I'm just talking about the football 101, communication, pass protection, effective run game, tight ends that can do a little bit. There's no, like, that is on D'Amico Ryans to make sure that part is nipped in the bud. That's it. I mean, you make of it what you want. View it however you want. You want to get real excited about Nick Caley, knowing, I mean, having never seen, you know, him do the job that I believe is, from a coaching perspective, one of the most difficult things in all of coaching, calling offensive plays, game planning, scheming, calling offensive plays, managing a game, putting players consistently in position to win versus asking them to play with their weaknesses. That's a tough-ass job. It's a scary job for a lot of guys. We'll see how Nick Caley ends up.
A job that Nick Caley has yet to fail at.
That's right. Correct. Tyler, I need you to bookmark this. Ron is planting his flag.
Cheryl!
Now, he also has not done it yet, but he is yet to fail.
You're right. You are very right.
He's yet to fail. Right there. All right. The Fred Van Fleet situation is interesting. So, the Rockets have until May 9th, and yesterday was May 5th, your boy's birthday, so that means today is May 6th. So, they have until May 9th to decide, Clint, on his $45 million team option for the 2025 season. If they do not do so, Fred becomes a free agent at that point. Now, they will have early rights first to be able to get a deal done, but he would become a free agent, Clint. And I just want to just, in context, because I do wonder, do you all feel like Fred Van Fleet is somebody that they need to bring back? And that the best way that you know you can bring him back, that you don't have to worry about any free agency, is by go ahead and picking up that $45 million team option. I guess that's the first part. Do you feel like Fred is somebody that they need to make a priority to bring back on this team? And I just want to say, if they were to pick up the 45 and go up and jump from the 42 he's making right now, I just want to make sure you all know that Fred Van Fleet is the 20th highest paid player in basketball right now. Just want to sink that in right now, that he is the 20th highest paid player in basketball. But this, if he takes this, would put him next year making more than guys like Kyrie Irving, Anthony Edwards, who should be the MVP, SGA, Maxey in Philly, Anthony Davis. Kelly made more than Luka did last year. Like, these are guys that he would be making more money than next year. Jalen Brunson, he would be making almost $20 million more than Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson will make $26 million next year. He would make $45. They can't pick this up, right?
Look, coming from a guy that just had to apologize to Fred Van Fleet.
Now, I understand. Now, I mean, pull it together.
I mean, I've never been more of a fan of Fred Van Fleet than I am right now. Nah, you can't pay that. I mean, I'm just looking at if that number would make him the third highest paid point guard.
He would be
paid more than Steph Curry and Tyrese Halliburton. More than Dame Lillard, more than Luka, more than Trae Young, more than LaMelo Ball, more than Tyrese Maxey, Kyrie Irving, Ja Morant. I mean, that would be, good God, that'd be $10 million more than SGA. So look, I'm with you on that. I mean, there's got to be a ceiling on Fred Van Vliet. I know he was knocked down the last three games, or three of the last four games, against Golden State, and he was the reason that you even had a chance. But the reality of it is
yeah, he outplayed Steph for three games.
Yeah. I mean, but reality of it is, it, like he was not creating and getting buckets. I mean, he was knocking down open shots and knocking them down at a high clip. And so I don't want to minimize it, but he's still not the creator that you need. And I don't know how, when you look at what the Rockets still need on top of whatever they decide to do with everybody else, what they still need, I don't know how you do that paying Fred Van Vliet $45 million a year. It's just one year.
It just doesn't
make sense to me, no. I don't know how you make that work.
It's just one year, it's not a, hey man, we got to go for it. And the way we got to go for it is make sure we keep Fred for 45.
Right.
That can't be. So I see some people texting in, would love to have him, but not at that cost. Or maybe he doesn't get an offer that much in free agency. Now, he's not going to in free agency, and you can get him back cheaper. The only thing is, if you really want Fred, like, there could be a team that goes out there and offers him more than what you'd be willing to pay. Right? Right, like Dylan Brooks is making $22 million next year. I mean, that feels like, to me, a Fred Van Fleet range.
Ooh, you're going to take 20 from Fred, huh?
I'm sorry. I mean, guys, listen. Fred had an excellent games, what, 4, 5, and 6? Yeah, 7 was all right. He averaged 18, almost 19 a game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists on 43% shooting from 3 in the playoffs. That was his playoff. The regular season, he was at 14 points, 3.5 boards, 5.5 assists on 34% shooting from 3 last year during the 82-game regular season. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no,
that's Dylan Brooks. That's a $20 million, and I'll be honest with you. Like, to me, I understand the value of Fred. I think he embodies exactly what Udoka wants. But I'll be damned. I think they can go find. I mean, 45 million. They can get a couple of shooters for that. And to me, I think one, Amen Thompson is ready to take on more of a role of handling the ball. I think he is somebody that can initiate offense. And I don't care what they're saying right now. They are going to get somebody in this on this team that is new and a significant new piece. And I believe that person will also be somebody that handles the ball. And so even if you were to lose a Fred, I still think this team can roll and still have their – you know, playoff aspirations.
Well, I think you would have to, in order to make it make sense, I think you'd have to lean into the intangibles that come along with it, Ron. And that, even though that may be very, very real, you got a head coach that's got all the alpha you need. You've got. I think the way that Amen Thompson plays on the defensive end of the floor, the way a Dylan Brooks brings it every night, you got tone setters. You don't necessarily need Fred Van Vliet to be that guy that is the veteran tone setter. And I say that expecting that you're going to bring a guy in here that is a super like elite player, and the hopes would be that guy would be the tone setter, that guy would be the final voice in the room, the biggest alpha in the room kind of deal. So the intangible, not to minimize what Fred brings to the floor, but that intangible I would think would not be as necessary as it has been the last couple of years, like. Before Brandon Cooks went off the deep end over here with the rebuild of the through the cluster over here with Houston, this may be a bit of a stretch, but like before he went off the deep end, like his old hat, mature veteran, hard working dude was important, right? But then once D'Amico and all these other guys, it's like it's not needed anymore.
Yeah,
right.
And then they have some younger guys that were ready to.
Yeah, and now I hate the way that it ended. I mean that does not fit my narrative here that I'm building. But you get the point. The veteran that's going to fight through adversity, is going to work hard, it's going to make your young guys better. You know that guy. There's some serious value there. But boy, once you get the surefire superstar in here, that guy's going to carry most of that weight.
Yeah, someone texted in, the Rockets are most likely signing Fred Van Fleet and restructure his deal and have him around $30 million per year. Webby. Saving. $30 million is too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to pay for it. $30 million for Fred?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what you do offensively. Like, what are you going to do offensively?
Well, as I said, like I think they are going to make a move to bring, like they're not, it's not going to be just Fred and Jalen Green in the backcourt again. Like I think they're going to make a move to bring somebody else in. And to me, this team desperately needs shooting and they need a big player. Those are two things they need. They need a player that can get you points at the end of the game, a player that you can trust that we've been talking about for the last several days, and they need shooting to go around that.
And it's not good enough.
To me, 30 million, like I, again, to me, it just makes sense. He is averaging 14, 3, and 5. And he is not somebody that goes and just beats people off the dribble and can go create for himself and others right now to give him $30 million. Like, a year. Just me personally.
Yeah.
I don't get a sense of that. Like, to me, it's like, hey, we got to get in the 20s. We're getting the mid 20s. Let's go. We can have that conversation. To me, like, still $30 million. I mean, still,
yeah. I don't know NBA contracts well enough to be talking.
You can look
like
on there
that,
and you can see who's around the $30 million mark.
Yeah, but I can also see who's around 40 when some of these guys ain't got no business. He ain't the only one that ain't got no business.
Yes,
at 45.
But again, like, to me, you're running a good organization. Like, if you're a good organization, the practice of paying, of giving him $45 million or even 30, to me, I can't look at him and say, man, Jalen Brunson's in here making $26 million. We just gonna ride this thing out.
Yeah,
get to 30.
I think it depends heavily on what they do, and obviously, even the thought is that they're gonna go out and get, you know, a Giannis or a Kevin Durant. I mean, it just depends on how he fits into all that. The money obviously can't be 45, in my opinion. I don't know where he lands, but the money can't be 45. Well,
let me ask you, do you all think Amen Thompson's ready to play a point guard role? Like, you don't think he's ready to play a point guard role?
See, I do. That behind the back spin up off the glass did it for me. That last game.
I think he has got one thing on his mind, and that is getting to the rack with the ball in his hand. I don't think he's facilitating anything.
Well, I think he showed some moments. I think he had about five or six assists in that game.
You watch more than I do. I think he's shown some promise. Yeah, but am I ready to put a stake in it?
If you're telling me right now, what we're going to come in here? Let's just theoretically.
I feel like Kobe.
He's on the floor. Kevin Durant's on the floor. Right, Dylan Brooks is on the floor. Am I ready for him to come in and initiate the offense?
I'm
over Fred making 30 and $40 million. Yes, I am. I am
a $45 million Fred. You'll bet on Amen.
Yeah, I am ready for. I am ready for him to at least take that role. Or as you can probably find somebody a more veteran that maybe you feel more comfortable with that can take over that role. You know, maybe you find your version of a Mike Conley, right? You know, something like that. If you feel better or more comfortable to take over that role, because Mike. A guy like that's not costing you 40, you know, and if you want to put that next to him or whatever. But, yeah, I'm sorry, man. Listen, Fred was, as you said, man, he worthy of your apology, played his ass off to kick this thing off. But we got to come way down. Like, I will be, the way that they have been able to run things here with the Rockets here over the last couple of years, I will be shocked off my ass if they pay that man $40 million.
Oh, I would too. I'd also be shocked if Amen Thompson's running the show next year.
I wouldn't. I think they do believe in
him. Ooh.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I think they're flexible to not have to do.
Sure.
That.
Yeah. They got.
But
options.
But I'm just saying, if it came down to it, like, I mean, we got to have. Well, I think you got at least a point guard in the wings.
My man reminds me of like, I think Trey's 10-year-old birthday when there was six little boys out there in the backyard, and you emptied a bag of basketballs and footballs out there, and they butted heads trying to get to him. He still got that in it to me, man. I'd be excited. I'd be here for it. It'd be fun as hell to watch.
Feels like I'm not scared of the basket version of what Ben Simmons was.
Ooh, you're going deep on me now.
Before, like, Ben Simmons was afraid of the basket when he was an All-NBA player. It feels like that is where he is. He's getting. All right, coming up, a little real or fake. We do this every Tuesday. I say a statement, and you let us know if it's real or fake. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. And a lot to get to coming up here in just a bit, real or fake. If you are not familiar with this segment, we do it each and every Tuesday. I give a statement. And you can text in as a part of YouTube and Twitch or on the text line 713-572-4610 and you can express yourself either real or fake. And we'll do that here in just a bit. Somebody just text in and said, Ron, I have a Blanton's that is 127 proof. Shout out to you. Hey, I did taste that Blanton. Shout out to our guy Joe who came out and hooked your guy up. I had that Blanton's.
I thought I was going to get a pull off that.
I think you can, man. You got to come out to the crib.
Somehow you got out of there without opening that bottle, Tyler. What kind of man is that?
I mean,
bottle of Blanton's gets dropped off. He just say, man, you want a quick pull before I get out of here?
I just be honest, man. Everyone I talk to, man, that's a special occasion. Special occasion type.
You're right. That's
type
fair.
Whiskey, and I felt like, you know, that
wasn't the occasion.
Well, that could have got away from it. There are a lot of people that might want to try to get a little taste of that, and that bottle might have.
Yeah, you know, that's fair.
I had that one on the birthday before we went out for the birthday celebration.
Oh, before y'all had a little rattler. You and the wife had a little shake.
Yeah, okay. Taste it. Yeah, it was smooth. Hey, delicious. Very, very good, Tyler.
I know. What'd Courtney think?
She loved it. She's a whiskey.
She dipped back in there. She dipped back in that thing.
I don't know.
Courtney,
she'll be down there by herself.
That's Ron's now.
They have moved past that bullet.
Yeah, you keep, hey, Courtney, you keep your hands off that Blanton's now. That's my boy Ron's.
You know, I pushed it all the way in the back.
You didn't want her to just be walking by and get a glimpse of it, huh?
Got it pushed all the way to the back. There's a lot of bottles.
That's one of them deals. You get you a good evening going on. You just go out to eat or something. Have you too many pops? You come on home. You continue drinking and. You look up there and you go, all right, let's knock out that Blanton's, man. Yeah, and then you wake up the next day and you're like, damn, why'd I do that?
Knock that thing out. No, man, I got that thing set up. You got to get through a center, a couple of guards, a couple of tackles, fullback, run, but you got to get through a whole lot to get to that bad boy. I got them bottles set up in front. All right, let's do it a little real or fake. Let's kick it off. Ime Udoka had a disappointing series against the Golden State Warriors. Against the Golden State Warriors, real or fake?
I'd say real.
Ooh, really?
I'd say real. Yeah, look, his team came out flat in a game 7 at home and messed the bed. His best player I'm just going down the list of what his team was responsible for. You know, his best player was ended up being a role player all but one game. we talked about it on this show multiple times. There was, I know, two games, if not three games, where you look up and you go, man, at the end of that game, that plan just seemed like, let's face up Şengün from at the top of the key versus the number three best the third best defender in football. I mean, in basketball, and let that, like that really, you know, didn't. You look at his team when you got, you know, Jimmy Butler out for the game. You know, the team goes out there and drops one to him. So yeah, I mean, look, there's some positives. Obviously, digging out of a 3-1 hole, but I think overall, if you know, I think I expected more in those big moments from Ime Udoka.
Yep. With his experience going to the finals before, facing that team, I think you're making a lot of sense. I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna say fake. The only thing that I really was really disappointed in, I'm with you, they came out flat, which is weird because the crowd was rocking. Even though they wore those uniforms, I wasn't a fan of wearing them in that spot. But the crowd was rocking. It's odd they did that. The one thing that disappointed me with him was the Jabari Smith usage.
Yes.
That was the one thing to me where I never got. Game 7, I mean, outside of Fred, when Fred took off later in the series, I thought he was your second best perimeter shooter. Right, that was out there that could space the floor.
Absolutely.
I mean, my man doesn't get 20 minutes in games, I believe, 5, 6, and 7. He's under 20 minutes and 12 minutes in that last game, and they couldn't shoot. That was the only thing that I was disappointed in with him, really, from a big point. But overall, man, that young team getting off the mat against Golden State, I thought he was all right. Someone said, "Is Jalen really their best player, or is it Amen Thompson?" Well, I mean, I don't think Jalen. I think there may be a couple of people in the line right now in front of Jalen after what he just showed. By the way, to that point, I mean, did he even really put together role player type stats, man? I mean, getting all them single digit games, is that even role player good?
That's Buddy Hield, if you ever seen it.
I guess Buddy.
Potential to blow up, but probably won't.
It probably sits you with 7-8 or 9. Mm-hmm. All right. Real or fake, D'Amico Ryans is currently the best coach in Houston sports.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Absolutely. I mean, he's won a playoff game in both of his seasons. Took a franchise from one of the most dysfunctional professional sports franchises I've ever seen to 10 wins in the second round of the playoffs. I mean, his first year, he drafted C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. Hit it out of the damn park on both of those guys. We're not sitting here talking about trading one of those guys. I know Ime Udoka didn't draft Jalen, but I don't even think it's close. I think it's D'Amico Ryans.
Well, I think we can clearly rule out the captain Joe Espada that we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to rule that one out.
I think
that's
probably fair.
The Tyler Captain,
where are you? Although he has been on the bench for a World Series. He is the only one that has a ring. But is it real or fake? D'Amico Ryans is currently the best coach in Houston sports.
Oh, I say that is very real. Very real. Now, I will say that I think ahead of the playoffs for the Rockets that just got wrapped up, obviously, I think it was a lot closer for me in my mind with Udoka and D'Amico Ryans. But I was disappointed with a lot of what Ime did or didn't do during that first round of the playoffs for the Rockets. So, it's D'Amico, hands down.
It's interesting because when you start to look at all of it, like, I think Kelvin Sampson would like to have a word in this. I think all of those, when I look at Kelvin, D'Amico, and Ime Udoka, they all had to come over and take over programs that they had to build, right? And Udoka and now, obviously, what D'Amico has done, they've done it in a very short period of time where they've climbed to the top, close to the top of where they were, and Kelvin Sampson has done it with them, and now they're one of the top. I'm going to go with Kelvin Sampson as they're one of the top
I think that's
programs
fair.
In college basketball, and now he's, you know, he's kept this thing going for years and years now. So I'm gonna I'm going to say it's fake and go with Kelvin Sampson. All right, real or fake, Tank Dell will make a big impact on the 2025 season for the Texans.
Will make. No, it's fake.
It is.
Yeah.
You're not ready to go there.
Well,
you are fake news.
Yeah, I hear you, Trump. Yeah, but I think it's late.
And not going to make a major impact.
Well, I mean, look, we as fans, let's be honest, guys. Assuming, like, I'm just reading the tea leaves here. I mean, you go out there and the guy they brought in two receivers, they draft two receivers. I mean, they're making those moves for a reason. I don't think they expect John Metchie to make a huge jump, and I don't think they expect Tank Dell to be available out of the gate. And so as a Texans fan, I hope we look up and Tank Dell's healthy midseason and Higgins is balling, Christian Kirk is balling, Noel is balling, and you're like, hey, man, where do you kind of, you know, slowly put him back in the mix with a little bit of a get up, trying to ramp him up, trying to get him right?
Tank is a freaking beast, bro.
I mean, look, if the receivers that we have that we've invested in aren't worth a damn and aren't ready, then I think they fast-track Tank. But if those guys are playing well, like we all hope they are, boy, I don't know. Because, I mean, you got to think, available is one thing. I mean, he's going to be ramped up. I mean, we're talking about
yeah.
I mean, he ain't been able to run.
Yeah, I'm going to say fake. Yeah, I don't. I mean, he had to be put under to get a tattoo. So, I don't know. You certainly don't expect it. I think he is going to give it a real go to play. Now, if he can play, I do think that they really trust him and that they will put him in. And I think the quarterback really does trust him. But you also got to say, this may be a brand new offense that he's running into, right? Like with whatever Dick Cayley is going to put together.
It took him several games to hit stride this year, and it was just him and Nico and Diggs.
And he was shot.
Yeah. I mean, hell, last year, the first year, it took him forever. I mean, remember us talking about why the hell isn't he starting? He wasn't even in the starting lineup. So, I mean, after all of this he's gone through, boy, to think that he's going to make an impact, even though they don't know when he's going to be available, that would be tough. So, I'm with you on that fake.
Yeah, fake right there. All right, Dell not being there is a big impact, someone said. Hmm. Okay, well.
Hope it's not, well, but yeah. there's some truth to it.
All right, coming up as we continue right here on The Drive, I'm finding myself getting real excited about a player for the Texans that I really need to calm myself down. That as I'm on the toilet, I'm really finding myself watching a lot of highlights that I need to calm down on. We'll discuss who that is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Not sure I want Show thinking about me while he's on the cracker. Bill. Well, Bill, I can assure you I was not thinking about you while I'm on the I don't think so. I don't think I thought about Bill while I was taking a dump.
Bill may be onto something there for us, though. I mean, I was just on a crapper a couple segments ago, and I'm trying to think, what did I think about?
What do you naturally do when you get on, as you just took your disc?
Well, one of two things. Obviously, thumbing social media, that is quality time on a crapper.
Quality.
I mean, real quality time. And it's here in this business, you know, it's a good time to make sure you didn't miss. There's no breaking news. It just dropped. Adam Schefter's not hitting anything. So thumbing social media is I kind of viewed through the lens of, yeah, it's personal as well as a little getting a little work done as well. This time I was communicating with my wife. I had to send a couple of text messages. Somebody that we're doing some work with needed a picture of her driver's license, so I got that.
Crapper convos, man. Yeah, you know, there's some good stuff checking the phone to get things done. I tend to sit down and I'll get in and I'll start watching some good highlights. I'll start watching some stuff. I'll sit down and Tyler, maybe you can attest. I'll sit down until my feet get a little numb. Maybe I'm there too long. Let me hop back up.
Been there.
Let me get there. Let me get on up.
I was guilty at a time, but here's the thing. I mean, my crapper sessions are either in a break here, so it's really hard to get comfortable, or at the house, I got a crumb snatcher banging on the damn door. So it is really difficult, boys. To
little
get them.
Fingers peeking up it, under the door.
Both of them can turn that door handle, and if it's locked, they're pissed off. So it's
there you go. Well, they're gonna be pissed.
Yeah, but then they just in there and bang on it. So it's like there. You might as well just hurry up. So the days of my feet falling asleep on the crapper, those are behind me, boy. I mean, I don't want to rush my baby girls growing up, but the day when I can actually when that can happen again, I'll be welcomed.
Listen. I stay in there, and that's a little, what he say on This Is 40, that's a little personal time where you can really sit in and really enjoy yourself.
It's a truth.
Now, that I'm with you. I've had the, I can't get my water open. I can't get this. Can you open up the, okay.
Here, Daddy won't play horsey. Daddy won't play horsey.
Smells in here. Now, what are you thinking here?
That, you know, that was a weird thing with kids. Like, I always thought, because the door's unlocked half the time, so they come in there, and I'm talking to them. And I'm like, God, this is killing me. I mean, how is she just sitting here?
Just rolling.
And then it's like one, like Lainey right now, she's young enough where she wouldn't even check up. But Liv will eventually say, Daddy, what's that smell? Like, there, I mean, until she was, I mean, she was probably.
I don't know how anyone doesn't check up with your sin.
Tyler, I bet she was 3 years old before she even acknowledged it. I mean, like you would think, like it's human nature for your nose to curl a bit. Like she'd stand there and I'm thinking, how is she having a full blown conversation?
I'll never forget when Lauren was little and she came and I was taking a dump and she just came in. And at this point they weren't old enough where, hey man, I'm taking a dump. I think I was in there by myself. At the house by myself, so I got to keep the door kind of open to make sure I'm hearing everything. They was young. She just came in there, grabbed her potty,
sat down next to you.
Yeah, took a dump with me.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Nothing like pooping with Dad.
Now she did. Now she
I'd
did.
Pay $500
now,
for mine.
Now I want to make it very clear. She just sat on the potty.
She didn't take a dump.
She took a dump.
Oh,
she didn't pull any. She took a dump in her diaper.
Oh, you
She just sat right there in her diaper, and we just sitting there together. And
Damn, that's bonding time right there, man. I'd pay $500 for my 3-year-old to sit on the toilet.
I'm sitting there, thinking.
We're still diapering.
I'm just sitting there thinking, damn, I got to wipe my ass, and then I got to get over here and wipe her ass.
Got two asses to wipe. First time for everything. Got two asses to wipe.
I'm ready.
One trip, two wipes.
But I got stuck at about a 10-minute and 24-second Woody Marks video highlight package. I'm getting myself a little too excited about Woody Marks. Someone texted, show was thinking about Woody. You're damn right. I sat there and I'm like, damn, and I got to run him back. I mean, he makes cut, and there ain't no position outside of maybe receiver. There ain't no position that can get you like believing on a highlight video. There is no, yeah. like a running back that could just, he had, I mean, and I'm, you know, in this one, I got a mixture of Mississippi State and SC.
Yeah.
So I got it lined up. He made a cut on somebody, I think against Arizona, against USC, when he was at USC. I mean, two cuts and took it to the house. I said, oh my goodness. Yeah. This dude right here, and it ain't just catching the ball out of the backfield. Like they can hand him the football, and he can, like, he ran slower than he looks on tape.
Yeah, he plays a lot faster.
He
than
ran
his,
a 4.5, and yeah. What we talked about, like, and I said it, man. I don't care where it comes from. The Texans desperately need somebody that they touch the ball that we all in the stadium know. That he can go to the house and get a big chunk play, and that the defense knows it prior to that cat. Again, I watched him 10 minutes and 24 seconds on the tape, just watching highlight tapes of his best. But that dude has a level of explosion that is like, whoa, that's exciting. And he can catch it. Then he can 83 catches that 1 year at Mississippi State. I've got to calm myself down from Woody Marks.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you on Woody Marks. I'm probably overly excited about that pick than I should be given where he was drafted. But I'm with you, man. The year, what year was that? 21 or 22 when he had to roughly 500 rushing, 500 pass.
Yeah, catch, 83 catches.
Yeah, that. I mean, I encourage anybody to go back and watch that because that is what you're hoping Woody Marks is. I mean, if you look where they're in terms of the running back room, where there's a real opportunity to be much more productive, it's if you got a backup running back that can give you 300 to 400 yards, right? Maybe it's 200 to 300 yards, whatever it may be, depending on what the load is. But if you can get in an 18-week, 17-game season, if you can get 300-400 yards out of a backup running back, and if you can get, who, you know, 300-400 yards receiving, that's two minute offense, it's third down offense. You can get that out of him over a 17-game season. You're really adding something to this team. Now you mess around and lose Joe Mixon, and now those numbers balloon, and you can potentially. But the point is he's not a one trick pony. He's a guy that. I think you got to really lean into the fact that he played in an era. Because here's the thing. You could look at Woody Marks. Now, I wouldn't think a team that aggressively moved up in the draft to get him would look at it this way. But from a coaching perspective, you can look at Woody Marks one of two ways, right? You can say, well, he's been in an air raid offense, two different air raid offenses. You can argue with two of the best air raid minds in the game in Mike Leach at Mississippi State and Lincoln Riley at USC. Right. And what those guys do, they typically aren't pass protecting backs. They're typically the offense. We're going to release our backs into our routes. We're going to create mismatches with our backs. We're going to target them first and foremost in some of our concepts. And those guys are going to, when you spread out and you allow running lanes, we're going to hand it to the draw. We're going to hand it to him on some delayed stuff, but we're really going to get him involved in the pass game. And you can look at it and say, okay, we're looking for a third down back. We're looking for a guy that can get out and be that mismatch. And you can play to his strengths, or you can bring him in here and try to treat him like Joe Mixon. And then you got a problem, right? But if Woody Marks, I got to assume if you're going to move up in the draft to draft him the way the Texans did, you've got a plan to use that guy a certain way to his strengths. And I think Woody Marks is a guy, to your point, that, man, it changes the offense drastically if he is just an efficient third down weapon on this team, Ron. I am high on Woody Marks as well.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you, and if you want to slow yourself down, don't pop up that tape, man. It will. I mean, he will. It will have you thinking like, damn, like a little bit more. It's too much into it.
Yeah.
Too much into like an understanding. Like I had to tell myself, all right, he's just gonna be a backup running back that is going to be used probably third down. But again, like I look at it, Clint, and like there's no way Damian Pierce is going to get time over him.
I mean, not unless he just can't handle an NFL playbook.
Yeah.
No. You know, it's – and damn sure
– and I would think going from
Daria Gumbawale
is going from Leach to Lincoln Riley, those playbooks probably have a lot going on where you have to handle those.
Well, I mean, the thing is they're actually simpler, and that may be one hurdle, is that those playbooks are actually made to play fast, don't think, and get multiple guys in there and do more with less. So, I mean, it's actually – I don't want to oversimplify those offenses, but relatively speaking, they are known to be a little bit simpler. But it goes back to Ron, like to bring him in here and expect him to know every pass protection under the sun just in order to get on the field. When in reality, you're putting him out there, you should be releasing him into creating mismatches anyway. Like that can't be the holdup of why this guy isn't a weapon right away. Now, if he just flat out can't handle, don't know where to line up, that's a different deal. But boy, this shouldn't be a deal where, yeah, boy, we don't. This guy don't even know how to pass protect. Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you ought to have about two or three different protections in your third down and 2 minute package, and most of them he should have a free.
Yeah, that's a fair. The only way if he is just an absolute nightmare when it comes to pass
protect. Yes, it has to be a bomb of a draft pick for him to not play.
Yeah, that's just something that you can't trust him on third down.
Yep,
I don't get a sense of that will occur. All right. Coming up, what you got coming up in the four?
Big time Sports Radio 610 announcement. Got a little something going on tomorrow morning that y'all need to know about. I'll tell you what that is. And also, the strength of schedule is out. The Vegas line for the Texans is out. I'll tell you where the Texans fall on that strength of schedule rankings, as well as how many win total, what the win total is for the Texans. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.